That could take forever. On radio now, and we are excited. We're all cheering for the Rams, obviously.
No, we are not.
Yep, cheering for the Rams for Super Bowl 53 because nobody likes the Patriots.
No. I do because they're hot. Thank you very much.
They're like, I mean, what? All they have now is like Julian Edelman. Who else?
Tom Brady.
Oh, Gronk. Oof. Yeah, Gronk's hot.
Oh, yeah. If you're into Tide Pods, you're probably into Gronk.
But honestly, Tom Brady is not even hot anymore.
But they're also just the greatest team of all time, obviously. Look how many times they've been to the Super Bowl. Nobody else can say that.
Well, yeah, listen, Alex.
Why do you even care? You don't even like football. Like, you're the most irritating fan in the world.
If you cheat, of course. I mean, that makes sense that Alex likes that. Bunch of cheaters ripping off the little man. Okay, well, there are some prop bets, which are probably one of the most interesting and fun things to do. You can bet your friends and have a good time. I'm going to go over, like, I guess, the top 10 that they have here, and we'll see what everybody on the Joe and Alex show thinks. Porkchop, can you take notes? Maybe we can update this after the Super Bowl to see who's the Super Bowl prop bet champion.
Okay.
All right. Number one, what will be the result of the coin toss? Not who's going to get it, but will it be heads or tails? I'm going to go with heads.
I'm going with tails because there is more of a chance. If you look in history of the results, there's a better chance that it's tails than heads.
Really? I thought it was the opposite, but I'll go with heads anyway.
It's because the head side is heavier, so that lands down.
No, that's
and tails
not.
Is up.
It's
so,
equally.
I know.
What are you talking?
You're literally lying.
You guys, you're so dumb. It's a 50-50 chance.
I know it's a 50-50 chance, but I'm saying if you look back in history.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 51-49.
What will be the length of the national anthem? Will it be over or under? You're going to guess if it's longer, mm-hmm. over, or if it's under, shorter. 110.5. So they're doing it like halfway through there. Interesting. I'm going to say that it's going to be under that.
I say over.
Really? Okay.
Like it's going to take them longer to sing?
Yeah, because some artists, when they
longer.
Do it, oh, wow, okay, because they're like, and
who
the home, I believe it's Gladys Knight.
Yeah, I'm going over.
Is it usually like a minute 47, right?
Everybody's different, man. Some people do what it's supposed to be. Other people make it their own, like the big attention's on them.
If remember? You are performing for the Super Bowl, you're milking the time you have for all that it's worth. I'm taking my time. The longer I'm in front of everybody, the better.
More chances to screw up, though.
Remember Aretha Franklin, rest in peace. Remember her national anthem? It literally was like 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
Okay, yeah. Well, she was a bigger lady. She needed to take time to catch her breath. It happens. I'm a big guy. I do that on the show all the time. Okay, this is easy. Who will score the first touchdown of the game? Will it be the Rams or will it be the Patriots?
Rams.
Rams.
I think the Rams as well.
I'm going with Patriots, and I don't even like the Patriots because that's how it's going to be. How many touchdowns will be scored in the first half?
Three.
I'm going to guess. Do I want three or four?
I'm going to guess
two.
I'm going to go with five.
I was going to say two.
Wow, I'm going high on a lot of these. Okay.
Yeah, you are going high. You think they're going to score five touchdowns in the first?
Combined? Yeah, that's like three for one team, two for the other.
I know.
Okay. So that's like 21-14 at the half.
You don't think it'll be that high of a scoring game? I do, but that's okay. Okay. I don't know anything. I lost fantasy football. What do I know about sports? How many players for the Patriots will have a reception? Like individual players? Who do you have on there?
11.
They don't even have 11 receivers.
You said reception, so like
individual players will have
right,
a reception.
Yeah, so like a halfback could get a reception, a fullback could get a reception. They have a whole bunch of different wide receivers.
I'm gonna go with seven people. Seven people will catch a ball from Tom Brady.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess. Six.
What?
Honestly,
six?
Okay, hear me out. Against the Chiefs, they literally ran the same play over and over and over and over and over again, and I think that's what they're going to do against the Rams. They literally, it was Tom Brady to Edelman every single time down the whole
okay.
That's what
field.
Alex was just saying.
No, Tom Brady is, I know what he's good for.
No, I know, but
spreading
I'm
the ball
saying,
around the field and
no,
not having one star
I'm
receiver.
Saying is, I'm telling, they ran the same play the
Alex,
entire
wake up.
Time against the Chiefs.
Alex, wake
I
up.
Think, yeah.
Wake up.
I thought this was about Gatorade.
Yeah.
That is not one of the questions.
I know. I thought this topic was going to be about Gatorade.
No.
We could add that to it.
What's your number, Gatorade? Alex? How many receptions will the Patriots players have?
Nine. I don't even know what a reception is. I mean, a reception's at a wedding. I don't know.
Will Tom Brady complete his first pass? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. How many touchdown passes will Tom Brady and Jared Goff throw? So each quarterback, will they have over
eight.
Or under? Oops. Well, they have over or under 4.5.
So, over.
So we're all saying over. Yeah, I agree with that. And yeah, the rest are boring. Let's come up with some other ones. How about, like Alex said, what color will the Gatorade be? There, it's just make up your own thing.
Purple.
I think it'll be orange.
I was going to go with orange.
Yellow.
All right. Okay. Those are ours. Anything else we want to bet on here?
Yeah, there's got to be more prop bets.
Those are the big ones that I found.
You can actually bet on prop bets like in Las Vegas.
Really?
Cool. Actual gambling.
Is the dome going to be
open? Open or close? Let's do that. Is the dome going to be open or close?
I say open.
Where
it's
is
in
it
Atlanta?
Atlanta.
It's going to be closed.
Closed. It's been cold.
You have to control the whole thing with all the shows and stuff. They're going to keep it closed. There's not a chance they're going to let weather affect that event in that venue.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, it is supposed to be sunny, but I do think that it is going to be closed. Okay, how many times over or under that they're going to bring up the pass interference that wasn't called? We'll go.
Give us a number.
9.
Under.
Over under.
Under 9.
Oh!
I was
You're
thinking
insane.
Like 6.
No. Alex has no clue what
Over.
We're talking about. We've lost
Over.
Her. What
6.
Do you know about?
Under.
How many?
What do I know about?
How many players do you think will get hurt?
2.
Yeah, 1.
None.
2. I can't say 2. I'll say 3.
Can I give you an assignment? Because you know way more sports than any of us do.
That's not true.
Why don't you see if you can find any other prop bets that we didn't find today?
Uh-huh.
And we can go over those tomorrow. Like the really, really good ones.
Okay.
Okay, that's your homework for this
right,
part of the show.
I'm going to make some also, too, about the halftime show, because those are always fun.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Never mind. I won't even blow it right there.
All right.
You can let us know. Maybe you got a prop bet we need to cover at Joe and Alex Show. Send us a tweet.